We're talking about the letter that Imam Hussein alayhi salam that he sent to the leaders in Kufa who had invited him. We mentioned that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he highlights some of the things which are the role of the Imam. The first thing that he mentions is that he judges by the book. The second thing that he mentions is that the job of the Imam is to uphold, maintain, and defend justice. He doesn't let anything that's haq or that's truth be destroyed. As much as he has life in his body and the ability to, he stands against injustice. Yes, it would be very easy for Imam Hussein and for his troops. It would have been very, very easy to not go to battle, not to have their children starve, to not have water for so many days. That would have been the easy road. It does not mean it would have been the right road. Or having pledged allegiance with Yazid would have been maybe an easy way, but it does not mean it would have been the right way. Or if he took his family and all of his companions and they fled and they went to another land, another area, that would have been an easy way, but it does not mean it would have been the right way. So what we have here is the very difficult thing that we face a lot of times, and that is choice. We have to choose between what is haqq and what is batil, what is right and what is wrong. We have to choose between which side we will be on. Sometimes a decision is not easy. Sometimes a decision is hard. Or sometimes doing things that are right are more difficult. That by going and standing up for what's right, maintaining justice and adalah, Imam Hussein has to go through so much difficulty and suffer so much. No one loves to watch their children and innocent ones and best friends and companions to be killed, but there was something even more important, something even greater than what was going on, something even greater than what was easy to do, and that was what is haq, what is truth, and what is right. In order for someone to uphold and to be on the side of adl and justice, to be on the side of what's right and what's haq, in order to do that, you need to have an understanding of what is right and what is justice. What does it mean when we say adalat? When we say adalat, does it mean that if everything is the same, then that is adalat? Because there is a very clear misunderstanding, a very clear su tafahum when it comes to what is the concept of adalat. So we can see where some people have taken this concept of what does justice means and turned it into something slightly different than what justice means from an Islamic perspective. What justice means from the perspective of the Quran, what justice means from the perspective of our Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. When we see that a lot of times certain thinkers, the New Age thinkers, they call themselves Roshan Fikr, and they think that they have a better understanding of religion, a better understanding of deen, and the way that they apply it. Some people along these lines have challenged Islam and said that, well, this justice doesn't exist because there are so many differences, or things are dealt with and treated differently. So again, we have to look and see what is the definition of adalat from an Islamic perspective. Because the Imam's job is to make sure that this justice exists. How does he make sure it exists? Obviously, he knows exactly what it means and how to apply it. وَضَعُ الشَّيْءِ عَلَى مَحَلِّهِ. To put each thing in its proper place. That is the definition of what it means to be just and to be fair. You know, if you go Harid and you go shopping, when you come back and you have all of these different foods, everything has a place where it needs to go. So you say, okay, these are labaniyat and they go here. This stuff is, dry foods and canned goods and they go there. Well, this stuff, this needs to go into the freezer, this goes here. Everything has a place that it needs to go. And that place that it, to put it is the best place for that. You don't go buy ice cream and say, I'm going to put my bastani with my dry foods. If we put everything the same, that is not justice. That's not fair. It's equal, but it's not fair. So I can take all of these foods I bought and put them all in one place, but it doesn't mean that that's the appropriate and munasib place for this to go. This has certain things that are particular to it and it requires to go in a particular place. For example, in school, someone who is in a lower grade and they're taking a quiz, this quiz or this test has to be appropriate for that age range. A second grader has to have problems, math problems that are appropriate for him. And the 12th grader has to have problems, math problems that are appropriate for him. If I treat everyone the same, then that means I give the same test to each grade. Everyone is treated the same. Is that fair? Is that right? That's not justice. That's not fairness. That's not insaf. That's not adalat. Now, if I give what's appropriate to that age range, you're younger, you know this much, so I give you these problems to deal with. You're older, you know more, you have these problems that you should deal with. That's a just way and a fair way of dealing with these students. In this society, you find that there were a lot of movements, a lot of harakat that were feminist movements, for example, to create a equality between men and women, that everything that was the role of men in society, that women should be exactly the same. What Islam comes and says is that when it comes to men and women, they are not exactly the same. When it comes to your potential and your spirituality and your taqwa, yes, everyone is able to achieve the highest level in taqwa and spirituality, the highest level in iman. When it comes to everything else, we don't want to ignore the reality and differences that exist. If everyone is going to be exactly the same, then every man needs to wear some hijab. And I'm not talking about hijab for men, then every man needs to wear it. Everyone needs to be exactly the same, if that's what we believe. But we believe differently, that there are some things that are appropriate for men, some things that are appropriate for women. And these differences are in actuality a type of justice that Islam serves to men and women. And the society that looks at it differently and tries to force everyone to be the same, then in actuality they're not serving this social justice that the society needs. The Imam goes on into the third thing, and he says that the Imam's job is to profess the religion of truth. He needs to maintain the religion of truth. Obviously, when it comes to our beliefs, it has to be very clear the role of the Imam and where he stands. One of the reasons why we have certain differences and divisions amongst Muslims is simply that some person did not take a stance and very clearly stand on the right side. There's not two right sides. It's no possibility that everything is going to be treated similarly and everything is right. This is not a reality. When haq comes, zahiq al-batil. When it's something is the truth and that comes, then we know that falsehood can't be in the same place. Truth and lie cannot be in the exact same place. Only one of them can exist. Even when we want to come together and join together, we want to join together on what is haq and what is truth. We don't want to join together on something that's not true, that's false. Everything that the Imam does becomes a way to recognize the religion of truth. If we were to see the Imam of our time stand on one side with a group of people, then it means those people are also on the truth. If we see him standing in opposition of those people, then that means that group of people are not with the truth. Where the Imam stood was a way to understand where the line and the khat for truth was. If he came and he stood alongside Yazid, then that would mean that Yazid was okay. If he stands in opposition of him, then it means that there is a problem with him. So even today we have the same idea and the same exact concept. Anyone who is standing on the side of the ideals and ideology of Imam Hussein, then it means that they're on the right side. Anyone who is opposing him means that they are not on the right side. It becomes a major problem. Now, this is one of the very easy ways to differentiate between who's with the truth. If I stand with the people who are killing innocent Muslims, if I stand with people who are murderous to those people who are innocent, if I stand and I support them, if I support them in any way, if Zionists are the killers of the people and Muslims all throughout the world, and I don't stand against them or I stand with them, then that shows the stance and the role of whether or not I am on haq or I am on batil, whether or not I am with truth or I am against it. Very simply put, if I even go so far as to buy a product that supports the bullets that are bought to kill innocent Muslims anywhere in the world, then maybe I'm buying a bottle of water, maybe I'm buying a cup of coffee, but if that is supporting, even in pennies, to go kill innocent Muslims, then what is did we learn from Karbala? The idea is that I learn from the events and the inqilab and revolution of Imam Hussein, I learned that how to be on the right side. I learned that there is no justification for me to be on the wrong side and oppose what's truth. That even if I go through difficulty, that I have to be willing to go through that difficulty if it means that I'm going to be on the side of what's haq and what's true. It's surprising me. It surprises. You have to wonder what Imam Mahdi thinks when he knows that there are enemies of Islam throughout the world. They could be in the name of a government, in the name of an ideology, in the name of a corporation. But it's about where do they stand. Right now, today, there are millions of dollars, overall billions into the trillions of dollars that have been spent for the sake of destroying and killing the lives and communities of Muslims. I call myself a Muslim. I say I love Imam Hussein. At the same time and in the same sentence, I want to say that I don't need to worry about the lives of other Muslims in the world. Is that even possible? I say that I am a Muslim, but by definition of what the Prophet called a Muslim, I cannot be even considered a Muslim if I'm not concerned about what's going on with other Muslims in the world. If a Muslim is suffering and dying, and my heart is as cold as shimr that I don't care, I'm not Muslim. Then I should go find another religion to follow, because I cannot possibly be on the same side as all of those people who call themselves the Muslimin. It's impossible. We don't have a theory or a concept or an idea Islamically that Islam is one thing, religion is one thing, the issues that are social issues, that are political issues, this is something else. We don't have this idea that these are two separate things, that these are two different things. If we do, then why stop there? We'll say that religion is here, but also let's take away ahkam of religion. We don't need this part either. We'll keep religion, but let's take away the akhlaq of religion. We'll keep removing parts of religion until there's nothing left. What was Allah's intention? هدف خدا چی بود؟ هدف خدا از خلقت انسان منظورش این بودش که یه چند نقطه ای رو برای ما بگه، ما فقط این چند نقطه رو رعایت کنیم. اصلا هدف دین چیه؟ اصلا دین یعنی چی؟ What is religion? دین این نیست که آدم دو رکعت نماز بخونه، just making two rakats of prayer، یا اشکی برای امام حسین، just to cry for امام حسین، have a tear for امام حسین. این دین این نیست. دین اصلا یک مسیر زندگیه. همه ابعاد زندگیمون رو باید در بر بگیریم. There can't be a single aspect of religion that Allah does not identify and give us a model for and explain how to do it. Otherwise, what is the purpose and why would Allah create us? Allah will create us and say, here, you just do this, but I'm not going to tell you how to deal with the rest of your affairs. اگر رسیدی به مسائل اجتماعی، هر چی دوست داشتی، هر چی عشقت کشید، همون کار رو انجام بده. ولی رسیدی به نماز، نمازتو بخونا. اگر رسیدی به مسائل حق و باطل، ظلم تو جامعه داره میشه، خب اونا اگه دوست داشتی یک حرفی بزن، اگه دوست نداشتی هم خب راحت بکش. Is this the kind of definition of deen and religion that we want to have that even makes sense? If I believe that Allah is just and He is adil, I cannot believe that He did not give me a model and a way of things to follow. It's impossible. مگر اینکه من قبول کنم که خداوند ظالمه و در حق انسان‌ها ظلم کرده است. اگر من این رو قبول کنم، خب اون وقت با این منطق جور در میاد که خدا فکری نکرده به حال وضع اجتماعی ما، فکری نکرده باشه به وضع سیاسی ما. نهضت امام حسین برای ما اهمیت خاصی دارد به خاطر اینکه همه این ابعاد رو مشخص میکنه. نهضت امام حسین نهضتی بود که سیاست اسلام رو مشخص میکرد، جامعه اسلامی رو کمک میکرد و اون اهدافش رو هم مشخص میکرد. اون عدالت به معنای دین اسلام این است که امام حسین اگر دید این حقه، مجبور است و باید اون کاری را انجام بده که حق برپا بشه. بی عدالتی و ظلم نمیتونه وجود داشته باشه. عرض کردیم بحث ما همش درباره این است که ما چه درسی میگیریم از کربلا، نه اینکه تو گذشته زندگی کنیم و بمونیم. شمر امروز تو بشناس. اگر در به نام صهیونیستی مسلمان ها دارن کشته میشن، من به عنوان مسلمان باید کاری که از دست من برمیاد انجام بدم. اصلا من هر کجا دیدم ظلم وجود داره، من در مقابل ظلم وای میستم. گاندی اینو میگفت. من از امام حسین یاد گرفتم که چجوری پیروز بشم در حالی که ظلم داره بر من وارد میشه. Right? It was Gandhi who said that I learned how to achieve victory while being oppressed. That even in the state of oppression I had, I know that if I'm steadfast and I stay on the right, that I can be successful. اون مسلمانی که میاد میگه ما چه کار صهیونیستا داریم؟ ما چه کار فلسطین داریم؟ ما چه کار داریم که تو این کشور یا اون کشور حال مسلمان ها در چه حالی هست؟ خب پس شما چه کار داری که تو کربلا چی گذاشت؟ چه کار داری که یارای امام حسین چطور کشته شدن؟ اگر ما برای اونها اهمیت برخورداریم، به همون مظلومای امروز و مستضعفین امروز هم باید همون قدر برای اونها اهمیت داشته باشه. سوال میشه که خب به چه شکلی؟ خب ما پس مسلمان باید چه کار کرد؟ اگر میخوایم مسلمان اصلا باشیم به معنایی که خود پیامبر فرمودن، که یعنی اصلا مسلمان نیستیم اگر ما حواسمون به حال و وضع مسلمانای دیگه نیست، اگر ندای اونا رو بشنویم و بی‌اعتنایی کنیم، ما اصلا مسلمان حساب نمیشیم. هل من ناصر ینصرنی؟ این ندا همیشه خواهد بود. حداقل کاری که ما باید بکنیم این است که ما اون شرکت ها یا آدم ها که حامی و ساپورت ظلم هستن، حداقلش این است که ما باید دور اونا رو خالی کنیم. که اگر این شرکت داره کمک میکنه به برای اینکه گلوله بخرن که بچه های بیگناه رو بکشن، ما حداقل کاری که من میتونم بکنم اگر من ادعای ما عشق امام حسین رو میکنم این است که من پولمو به اونا ندم. این است که مردم رو آگاه بسازم، بهشون بفهمونم که اصلا این وضعیت از این قراره. شما هم حمایت نکنید. ماشاءالله اینجا ریسورسز کم نداریم. هر کجا نگاه کنی خب بریم مغازه، خب هزار جور آب هست. اون یکی رو خب نخر، اون یکی رو بخر. روز قیامت اینا حساب کتاب داره، جواب داره. فرقی نداره. Makes no difference whether I'm supporting Yazid or whether I'm supporting today's Yazid. اگر ما مدعی این هستیم که کربلا رو اگر میشد ما کنار امام حسین می ایستادیم، ما می جنگیدیم، ما نمی زاشتیم که حرمت اهل بیت شکسته بشه، اگر ادعای ما این است، حداقل کار امروز ما این است که ما این رو در عمل نشون بدیم، ظلم رو حمایت نکنیم. بله لازمش این میشه که من برم بفهمم این که داره ظلم میکنه. This is what's being supported. How can I at least حداقل as a believer, the bare minimum, I need to know what does it mean to be or who it is that is supporting these types of oppression. I need to make myself aware. And then I can make anyone else aware. This, in one of the in closing, I just want to mention, this is one of the biggest messages about Karbala. یکی از مداها خیلی قشنگ گفته، فرمودن که شما خیال میکنید امام حسین شهید شد به خاطر اینکه شما بتونید سینه بزنید؟ یعنی هدف امام حسین این بود؟ گفت اگه اینطور خیال کردی اصلا انگار پاک روانی و شما امام حسین رو اصلا درک نکردی. هدف امام حسین از این جنگیدن و العتش این بود که فقط شما سینه بزنید. نه آقا، هدف امام حسین این نبود. میبینی بعضیا دارن سینه میزنن، با چش خودم دیدم، وقت نماز میرسه هنوز دارن سینه میزنن. شما سینه رو باره کی داری میزنی؟ اون سینه زدن به خاطر امام حسین دیگه نیست، چون هدف امام حسین این نبود. شهید شد که همه جای دنیا شما بتونید نماز رو به افتخار بپا کنید، نه اینکه شما بتونید اون اهمیت نماز رو زیر پا بذارید. امام حسین شهید شد که شما بفهمید عدالت یعنی چی، بر طرف حق بودن بعضی وقتا گران تموم میشه. امام حسین شهید شد که این ارزش ها به ما برسه. انشاءالله الله give us all توفیق that we can have the same concept of justice and upholding justice that we see in Karbala. اللهم ارزقنا توفیق طاعه وبد المعصیه. اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة الحسين يوم الورود. اللهم اشف صدر الحسين بظهور الحجة. اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك ترى وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم